Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a lot... I'm in a better state of mind this episode, I think.
You look better.
I laughed 1,000 calories off last episode, dude.
Remember that one time you laughed so hard you fucking fell out?
I did.
On the floor at work?
I literally passed out.
Well, we gave Nate that fucking olive juice and his water.
Yes. I spiked my coworker's water with olive juice, and I didn't tell him. And when he drank the water, so the thing is,
Nate?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh.
So the thing is, he had the water bottle there and we're trying to get him to drink it. So I kept going, oh man, my mouth is so dry. I kept drinking my pop to make him drink the water because it was like the anticipation was killing us. And then he finally drank the water. And when he spit it out, I jumped up and ran away. I was laughing so hard. My first instinct was to jump up and run away. And I actually passed out because I laughed so fucking hard and I fell to the ground and I was passed on the fucking ground.
I mean, he's like, man, you guys fucking pissed in my water bottle.
Yeah.
No, dude, it's not piss.
He thought that we peed in his water bottle, but we did not. Welcome to the Daily Addict, where we share stories of not only drug wars, but pranks that we play on each other and stupid shit too.
When you super glue my lips together.
Let's not talk about that, Dave. I'm sorry.
Let's talk about the first day we met and you threw a booger on my fucking face.
Jesus Christ, dude. I'm just a terrible person now.
You made me fucking throw my phone. Man. Work was brutal with you, dude.
Dude, I'm sorry I did all that stuff to you. I was a bully, but I've changed my ways.
You were a bully, for sure.
Work bully.
I've changed my ways, dude. I did.
That was because you're back there listening to Alex Jones all day.
I did listen to a lot of Alex Jones back
then.
Gay
Frog came alive. And
that ended up being true. So
did it?
Yeah, dude. That chemical.
You ever met a gay frog?
No, but scientists know frogs are gay. Oh, no, they don't. They're not gay. They change sex. The frogs change sex.
Though. Yeah, that's...
That's not gay. No, that's tranny. So, that's so a tranny frog.
A gay frog never came to life.
No, it was a hermaphrodite frog.
Right.
But either way, I'm sorry for all those things I did, dude.
I accept your apology.
I am sorry. I was very sorry, dude.
Is that what you want me to say?
I was just trying to, I tried to glue Dave's top to his Coke bottle. He had a Coke that was open. He was drinking. And when he went to the bathroom, I super glued the top shut so he could not open it. I thought it would be funny as fuck. But he came back early and opened the top. And I didn't know because he came from behind me. When I turned around, I seen him taking a drink out of his pop bottle. And I said, no. I was like, no, don't do that. And it was too late. He just touched it to his lips. He barely touched it to his lips. And it was stuck. It was stuck to his lip like this when he pulled the bottle away, dude. And I was like, dude, I'm so fucking sorry. That wasn't supposed to happen that way. And he was understandable. He was understandable.
Oh.
Yeah, we did a lot of shit, man.
But the other time, too, I had a runny nose and I had a tissue stuck up my nose because it was catching all the snot coming out of my nose. And I was just fucking with him. I was like, dude, I'll blow this fucking thing at you. Like, he was talking to me. We were talking together. And I said, man, if whatever conversation we're having, I was like, dude, you better shut up. I'll blow this fucking thing out at you. And I went like this. And when I did that, a booger shot out of my other side. Shot out of the other side of my nose and landed right on his cheek, dude, right here on his cheek.
I didn't know what to say, man.
And he said, he looked up at me with just the straightest face and he goes, dude, did you just shoot a booger on my cheek?
Yeah.
Yeah, he did.
Did you admit it right away?
And I was like, dude, I'm so fucking sick. Dude, I felt so
terrible. I'm sorry.
I'm so terrible about that. Dude, it was an accident. I didn't try to actually blow a booger on your cheek.
You said I'm gonna blow this shit on your face. And you
But I meant the fucking tissue. I was trying to blow the tissue out of my nose, not a booger. I didn't even know I had a booger in my nose.
There was boogers in that tissue. So either way, I was getting a booger.
Wow, I wasn't meaning to really do it though. I was just faking. And the thing wasn't whatever, dude. I apologize. A long time ago. I don't do that to friends anymore. But you know what?
I don't do that to my friends anymore.
But you know what the good news is? We survived some traumatic things together. So that's,
we did.
It made us tighter in the end.
We did.
So,
well, not you're not tighter, but
so anyways, welcome to the DA. We just talk about, you know, all this crazy shit going on in the world with the war on drugs, drug addiction, the criminal justice system. We just cover the stories and put our own little twist on it. So if you like it, make sure you share, like, subscribe, do all that stuff, man. Help us out. Help our channel grow. We're trying to provide, you know, daily snippets of what's going on with all the, you know, what I feel and we feel is the number one fucking problem or issue facing America right now is drug addiction, sports addiction, sex addiction, internet addiction, phone addiction, chocolate addiction, fucking food addiction. I mean, look at my 600-pound life. I mean, fuck, it's crazy. Our country is going fucking crazy right now. And nobody's talking about these things. They're talking about this and that and fucking border and blah, 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 blah. And, you know, what about the fucking drugs? What about the damn drugs? I'm just saying, dude, what about the fucking drugs, dude? What are you going to do about fucking fentanyl? You're going to make it harsher penalties and do all that stuff? Well, good luck. You're going to shut the border down? That would help. Shut the fucking border down, man. That's all coming. I mean, we got a story we're covering today that makes my point exactly on that. So let's get started, man. Let's dive right in.
Dive.
So these stories are all related here. We have and this is talking about gambling on another level, man. We all know that the more and more and more states make gambling legal on cell phones, the more chance people are going to have to be addicted to fucking gambling. I mean, it only makes fucking sense. So this is in Michigan. Online gambling boom fuels an addiction increase in Michigan. And I would say no shit, but Michigan was the top state in the country for online gambling, dude.
Really?
Really?
Fucking Lions. That's why.
Michigan was the top state in the country for online gambling by the amount of revenue generated last year. The state generated $1.92 billion in gambling.
Is that just like Michigan lottery shit, or is that online casinos?
That's all that online. That's everything. Online gambling together.
Okay.
I mean, does that count?
I was playing Poker Stars for a while there.
Does that count as like the Michigan lottery too? Because a lot of people, they just buy the tickets online instead.
Right. Right, you can do that.
I don't think so, but I don't know. Let's see if they say the legalization has produced millions in tax dollars, and counselors and therapists at the Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services are also seeing more people struggling with addiction. Yeah. I mean, it's going to happen. And it's so easy to lose money that way, because you don't have to physically get up and go nowhere and do anything. You just link it to your bank account, and it's like it just sucks money out of your bank account until you're broke, you know?
And people just have shitter. Addictive personalities, period, man. So it doesn't take much to get somebody addicted to something like Coco.
Instant gratification, man. They got those apps. So the slots on phones are so fucking addictive. They know exactly how to trigger dopamine in your brain and feed you like a rat, like a fucking rat drinks fucking water with heroin in it. They know how to fucking dose it. You know what I'm saying? They know what to do. They're smart, dude. They make algorithms for everything. AI's taking over. They know what you like more than you know what you like.
You're damn right, Tim. Hey, everybody. Let me tell you something. When you tune into the Daily Addict Podcast, you know, without a teleprompter, buddies.
That's what you get.
Maybe we can get people addicted to the show.
That would be like the drug I want to give you.
Yes.
You know.
Here you go. I'll give you the drug of knowledge. There you go.
Yeah.
So whatever you do to it, that's up to you. And Michigan's not the only state. There's other states too. Right here, they're talking about St. Louis, Missouri. Mm-hmm. Legal sports betting in Missouri could soon be a reality. And that's one of the things they're going to have to deal with, because they start everybody off on these risk-free bets. You guys ever hear that?
Yeah. Do you do any of that? You guys do any of that shit?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. You put $5 in, like, you get 200. Like
DraftKings, MGM, all that shit.
Oh, yeah. FanDuel. I'm big on FanDuel. I do that, but I wouldn't say I'm addicted to it.
We used to bet on video games and shit at work, remember? And the weapons, so video games and fucking golf and...
Yep.
You don't remember that shit?
Mm-hmm.
Bet on the video games.
Mm-hmm.
Like people, the video game tournaments.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I know what you mean now. Yeah. Like just in general. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I thought you
on actually... FanDuel or DraftKings, one of those two.
Oh, when we were. Yeah, now I know what you're fucking talking about, dude.
We never won shit.
Yeah, League, the shit that boy was like. Yeah. What's his name? You remember him?
Ooh.
Your old ex relative in law.
Oh, Aaron?
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
He wasn't he was a professional COD player.
Yeah, yep.
They were eyeballing me, man. They came up. They wanted my stats and credentials.
Remember when he had his buddy came over he never met?
Yeah.
Remember when he was threw fucking... up all over his house? And...
yeah. What an event that was, awesome. Huh? Here's, you remember when motherfucker was tackled and he had to go see some people for a while?
That's what happens, dude. You lose your fucking shit.
That's what happens.
Doing drugs, staying up all the time, not getting any sleep. that happens. So Florida is also seeing Florida is another state, and a lot of Michigan people go to Florida, so it might be the same fucking people. You know what I'm saying?
You never know when you hit the fucking strip in Miami with the cocoa butter.
The ongoing story, there's more to that story. We'll cover that in a minute. Thanks for bringing that up. So Florida's gambling addiction hotline seed a mass increase in calls after the state allowed online gambling. So of course this is going to happen, but it's going to happen in every, let me break the news and tell the future here. I'm not Nostradamus, but it's going to happen in every fucking state.
Right.
You just gave money to people for gambling. You're just giving money to people for risking to make more money for doing nothing. It's not a real, it's a concept that's not going to work out in the end. There's professional gamblers, but they got the money to fucking lose, man. Don't take your last $500 and spend it all on fucking penny slots at the fucking online casino, because it ain't going to turn out good.
You might double it though, man.
Risk free.
You can go on a streak. You can get on a run, man. You can make some money. Okay, I've seen people do it. I know people that have done it, but I've also seen and know people that have like also went and lost all that shit too right away. And it's like, man, dude. To me, it's not worth it, dude. I don't know. That's why I have a hard time. Like, I don't really gamble much anymore. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll bet on a fight, you know, between friends. It's just bullshit like that, or the game or whatever. But online shit. I might put $20 on the poker.
What's he fucking done reading the articles? Why are you talking?
Shit, Dave.
What? It's all good, man.
You knew the rules before we started here.
No, you can. No,
and you just fucking broke them.
No, we're gonna
consummate instigating ass.
we're gonna cover this next one about the FDA. But before that, dude, I want to ask you. We gotta drop this episode. We gotta let people know in this episode that, you know, there's a saga going on that we're reporting on every episode, and it's the saga of Coco. Mike's catfish, Miami connection, Chinese girlfriend, and
she's, it's not even. I don't even know this person.
You guys are together, dude.
No, she listen. She's very much in. She's in love with Mike after 5 days. We found out.
Literally.
And we're gonna
is ruthless in Denmark with this one.
We're gonna start releasing some of these text messages so you guys can see exactly what Coco and Mike been talking about.
This is the way I'm gonna bust is you want me to release these cold ass informative text messages from this fish that's throwing hooks at me. Like and subscribe to the podcast. Huh? Let's get some followers. You want to see? We got to build some kind of hype. Give away something like my virginity. You know, something real.
So you guys heard it first. If you comment in the comment section and tell Mike, get 5 comments,
it better be about 5.
We only have 150 subscribers right now. So
tell some friends.
So if we get 5 comments. Telling Mike to reveal more on his catfish story.
Nobody in our friend and family realm either, god damn it. No uncles and distant aunts.
I love that you boys are doing podcasts.
I'm gonna pay some Russian hackers to do it.
I'll believe it too, won't I?
It's legit, man. That's a real Chinese person. That's some fake one.
come to find out, they know Coco.
Yeah.
They're all in the same office.
All in cahoots.
They're like, oh, you want us to comment about this? Yeah, we know her.
Would you like to meet the captain of my ship that I'm fishing from, fool?
Oh, my goodness, dude. Next,
yeah, it's
next,
great.
Next one. So, hey, let's get your support on that. I want to see it. The FDA. Yeah,
me too.
So, speaking of like phones and phone addiction and having.
That's a real one.
Gambling on there and stuff. This is the FDA is gathering social media data to better understand cannabis users as part of its effort to reschedule the drug. So they're taking all the data. They're scraping social media right now, figuring out what everybody thinks about cannabis before they make their ruling. Dude, is that kind of fucking disturbing or what?
A little bit.
Do they have to scrape? Don't they realize what people think of it? We love it. It's legal in our state. It's legal in a lot of fucking states. It's the new thing, man. It's been around forever. It needs to be legal.
They just legalized it.
You know, there should be no debate anymore about this shit. Lift the fucking, make it even more obtainable.
Daily rations from the government.
Yeah.
Check this out.
Get that G.I. Joe for real shit, you know?
Do you think it's disturbing that the government is scanning social media conversations in order to help it analyze where to schedule cannabis? Is that kind of weird, man? I mean, I'm concerned about this. They're actually going through our speech and actually using it to shape a policy. People should involuntarily, you know,
they have unmatched access to everything. That's what scares me. They can dig right in if they want to on you.
Listen to this. For 6 months, the team of social scientists immersed themselves in a detailed quantitative analysis of online and social media conversations occurring about cannabis. The state's report, their approach involved manually analyzing hundreds of posts on publicly available online social platforms.
So in 6 months, they only did hundreds.
That's the government for you, dude.
Jeez, O'Keefe. Yeah, 6 months to read these hundreds pages of books.
They're not paying too much attention to it then, obviously. It's just something they got to do for some fucking outlet to be satisfied, probably.
The unprecedented step sought to capture context directly from users regarding cannabis, including its effectiveness for several therapeutic purposes, such as anorexia, anxiety, nausea, and pain.
So the government's looking for that information, right? They're trying to get them stats.
I mean, they are getting them off of public forums, or, you know, public, something that's posted publicly. So I guess it's not, I mean, anybody can do that, right?
In a way, though, they're just getting their own stats to make their own polls, to do their own testing to see what benefits it has.
The problem is they made it illegal for all those years. They could have been doing the testing that whole fucking time themselves.
Yeah. But this is their way of making it FDA approved in all aspects.
Yeah. That's the FDA's fucking answer to analyze cannabis.
Right.
But don't they already have a couple of prescriptions you can get in like capsule forms that people take for cancer and shit?
Yeah, Marinol, I think it's called. Yeah.
So it's already like FDA approved. I mean,
they probably got some of that shit. In Area 51, they've got weed everywhere in the government.
Speaking of weed, in Florida, Florida's always got good stories on weed, man. The lawmakers approved the THC cap bill ahead of the marijuana ballot. So before they vote whether they can make marijuana legal in Florida, it's going to be capped at 10% THC.
That's where I'm at right there.
That's Dave's flavor. Yeah, that's Dave's flavor. Right. When he goes to Florida, he's gonna smoke.
Yeah, anything over that's fucking.
I got these pretzels. You should try, man. They're only 10, like that. Yeah.
If it's edible, no.
I'm
always like, if they ain't working, Dave, they don't eat more.
Normal shit.
No.
Dave won't eat grain or nothing. No,
10 milligrams and edibles is a completely different high, man. I'm telling you, that's 10 milligrams ain't that much, though. It sounds tasty. I'll take some of those pretzels. You got some pretzels? I'll take some of them.
I don't have them on me, but yeah.
I got some gummies. Yeah.
I got some of them, too.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's a 10% cap, man. So that was replaced by a 30% limit that they had on during discussions. So they're like, 30, 30, nah, it's a little high. Let's go 10. And that's the way it is. What do you guys think? I mean, the thing is, you can already get 10% cannabis. They're just limiting it to 10%. And with all the strains coming out nowadays, nobody's breeding strains for 10% THC right now. All the strains are 20% plus.
Yeah, right I know, now. Right? That's the only, that's like,
you know, where are you going to find a cultivar that's 10% and under and guarantee that it's going to be under that? Like, so really you're looking at something that's like 7 or 8.
Ground up.
You know?
They're so supplying their own. They're paying for it all.
Let me ask you this, since you're the professional. So let's say I pick the plant at 10. When it ages, does it get more or less? Is it like wine or is it not?
It will degrade. It will degrade a little bit. The most of the degradation comes from when CBD turns to CBN. So you'll see a lot of, like when your trichomes get super, super dark and it's like way past mature to pick it, it makes real sleepy weed. Okay. You know, when you pick weed in the beginning, like when you harvest early, when the trichomes are clear or they're a little bit foggy looking, that's the best time. When they just start turning amber, that means the trichomes dying and then it turns all the way like jet black over time. But when you pick it in the beginning, it doesn't matter the cannabis that you went, so much of it's indica sativa, this and that. It really depends on when you harvest it. If you harvest it early, you're going to have a heady high, man. You're going to have right. a nice sparky, good high. If you harvest it too late, it's going to turn it to a sleepy weed, no matter what the cultivar is, usually. So I try to get, you know, when I was cultivating, I tried to get that shit early. I wanted to get that shit. I wanted that heady high. I didn't want that. Some people like sleepy cannabis, though, you know.
For bedtime, fuck yeah.
So it's all to that. So anyways, looking into, this is kind of crazy, man. Talking about this, let's talk about the fucking crisis at the border.
It's crazy. That dude's staring right at me.
Oh, yeah, he is. He's staring at both of us. Both these guys. Holy shit. B. Judd. He's the president. So Michigan is asking residents to help house and settle migrants amid the crisis border.
Oh, don't agree.
So the State Department of Labor and Economic Development said volunteers who wish to participate must commit for at least 90 days as part of the refugee support program.
Damn.
So when you bring them into your house and they fuck something up, you can't just get rid of them. You got to follow the eviction process. So you're stuck with them for fucking 2 years.
Man.
And we got homeless people on the
street. I don't agree with any of that shit. I don't agree with none of that shit.
Do it the right way.
The migrants will come from Cuba, Haiti, Nicaragua, Venezuela, all points of origin. They might have been hoping to apply for asylum at the U.S. and Mexican border.
Come in the right way. That's all I got to say.
Exactly.
I have no problem with it the right way.
I think the state of Michigan's willing to pay up to $500 a month if you house these migrants.
And why don't you fucking pay some money to fucking house some of the homeless here in Michigan?
Because you know, we're doing all the money here.
Man, fuck all that, man. I want... Fuck man.
In New York, so I was reading an article, right? The hotel that they stay in.
Yeah,
they
charge I've seen the state videos.
$13 for breakfast, $16 for lunch, and $33 for dinner for each person.
Yeah.
They're not even eating the food.
Outside that hotel, there's an American homeless person out there that can't get a dime from anybody.
Then these hotels are charging the state or the feds, whoever, like $400 or $500 a night for them people. I'm like, fuck, dude. That money could be used for a homeless vet that could...
Yeah, and I don't give a fuck what anybody's got to say. I seen also that some of these motherfuckers are known fucking terrorist motherfuckers getting in our fucking country... And getting paid and they're getting
acting
fed.
A fool. They're getting acting arrested. A fool.
Let's not get started on that one, boys. You know what I'm saying?
To go down that rabbit hole, but we are in Michigan and, you know,
that
obviously
affects us.
None of us would, you know, take the $500. No. But also, what you're expected to do for the $500 is just not house them. Check this out. You'd be expected to support the newly arrived refugees by greeting them at the airport, securing and preparing initial housing, enrolling children in school, and helping adults find employment.
For $500 a month. I can't even buy groceries for $500 a month.
I think it's $500. I think that's where they start at. I think it's up to like a family of four for $500. And after that, it goes. I don't know what the pay scale is.
That is the most bullshit thing I've ever heard in my life as an American right there.
I think we should volunteer and see what happens.
No.
No, you just, go just ahead, to bro. See, no, just no to way. See what happens. Not bring anybody, not do it actually, but just to see what they like. There's got to be only like maybe a few people in the whole state that, I mean, if anybody's willing to, you
maybe
know,
maybe we'll meet Coco.
If you would house a stranger in your home from over the border from Nicaragua or Venezuela or something, would if you would do it, drop a comment telling us that you would or you wouldn't. I mean, I want to hear from you guys.
Ding dong. Hey, how's it going, new people? Oh, it's two Pakistani dudes that are taller than me moving in.
What if they can bring some fucking
They don't speak English, but they got a goddamn briefcase. Fuck you.
Fuck you.
Give a fuck about that.
Let's take care of our own people first.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing against the people.
Nah, I ain't got nothing against people coming righteously, but
we got too many homeless. We got too many people that need help. And we're just like, these people are more important.
I ain't gonna let my neighbor stay the night in my fucking house. We ain't gonna let two fucking total strangers that came illegally in here just get asylum in my house.
They're gonna be giving these people.
I gotta cook and clean.
Monthly gift card to buy their, like, $2,000 a month, man.
Bro.
Why even work then? They're not going to find a job if they're getting fucking two.
No incentive to. When you can just.
This is fucking stupid.
Take. And then bash us. Yeah. You know, I seen them videos too.
Beat the cops up. Get arrested. They let them go. They do it again.
What about, hey, I'm going to play devil's advocate. What about the person that's really a political asylum seeker, and it's like a mother and her daughter, and they're just trying to, you know.
Then they would have followed the fucking process or found someone that would help them follow the motherfucking process.
You go through the port of entry, not. Words.
Yeah, now I don't. Goddamn, coyote, run! jump, motherfucker! I didn't make it in time.
So the thing is, though, Mexico is such a lawless country. I think they're worried about, like, you know, if they get detained at the border, what's going to happen to them? Because a lot of times they get fucking the children come up missing and all that kind of shit. So, you know what I mean?
If it's so lawless, why do we have so many retirees moving to Mexico?
Well, they're going to that's different. They're going to protected communities and shit. They're not just moving down. They're just not moving to Mexico City, living in the fucking.
I bet you some are, man.
Oh, yeah, you're probably right. I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying I know a lot of those retirees have communities with security.
I'm thinking the news tries to make it worse than what it is.
News is making media everything worse. That's why we are here, it's because the news is full of shit.
It's like every country, man. You got pockets of bad spots, and you got pockets of good spots.
How many drug stories do we cover where it's like they talk about the amount of drugs that they got, and it's like, you know, it's not even that valuable.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like they got 10 pounds of cannabis worth $100,000, you know?
Yeah.
And it's like they just had one in Detroit. It was 300 pounds of cannabis and like 1,000 plants. And they said it was a $6 million drug bust.
Damn.
For 300. So pounds street value right now, 300 of them much. Is going to be $270,000. So where's all the value? Where's the 6 million and the 1,000 plants? I mean, the 1,000 plants, you're probably only going to get another 250 pounds if you're lucky. So you're talking about 500 pounds of cannabis at, let's say, 900 a pound. That's $450,000. It's not even close to 6 million, dude.
They're close to a million.
That's million. Unless they were counting the property, the lights, the cars in the parking lot. I mean, they're full of shit, dude. They do that every time because they're trying to make themselves look relevant so they could get more funding, so they could keep getting overtime hours and funding all their buddies at the fucking courthouse and the DA and the prosecutor and all the fucking drug rehab programs and everybody that relies on you being in jail for fucking drugs, man.
Yep.
Breathe, motherfucker. Hey, good one, though. Good one. Long, boy. You can send it at him.
Oh.
Send it at him.
Shots fired. So here's one about Fox News story. Teacher busted after students find her meth at family fun night. That's kind of crazy.
I mean, you say fun. I mean, why wouldn't you bring some? You know,
she's ball of joy. She's definitely doing that meth, dude. No doubt about it.
Unfortunate too.
Yeah,
I could see there was a beautiful woman underneath that.
Yeah, man, she's a good looking teacher. I mean,
teacher wise,
underneath that, you know.
Yeah.
And the thing is, Indiana middle school teacher was arrested after two students found her methamphetamine stash inside of a hidden compartment in her hair scrunchie. So she was hiding.
That throws her right in the garbage. Scrunchie. What are you, 90s?
She's, Damn,
were
dude.
You frisking his teacher down?
Dan Griffin, your scrunch.
Well, I'm thinking she might have dropped her scrunchie, and the student said, "Hey, Mrs. So and so. Hey, Mrs. Parks. What's her name?
No, nope, I don't even have her name.
Oh, yeah. Duncan, maybe.
Don't even say her name. You can tell by those stress lines on her forehead.
Oh, Sarah Duncan. Yeah. Hey, Sandy. I mean, Sarah Duncan.
She's been, her forehead's been palmed a few times. back, forth, and forth.
Oh, God. This poor lady. She's just doing a little meth to keep her fucking. That's what keeps the kids excited about learning, dude, because she's very animated when she's teaching, bro.
Fuck yeah.
Both juveniles stated that Duncan let her hair down for a photo.
Ooh. Whoa. That did it right there.
After the photo, the juveniles cleaned up the area and located a bluish-colored velvet-type scrunchie with a white zipper on the table.
Oh. Damn.
The way I read that was kind of like a sex novel there for a minute.
A cock ring or something,
I know.
Is what they found.
They noticed the scrunchie was heavier than the typical scrunchie. So they opened the zipper pouch and observed a glass vial that contained white powder substance. The two believed the drugs along with the cut straw had a cut straw with white powder on it. So there was a straw. It was a whole little meth kit she had there, bro. Damn,
scrunch,
dude.
Man,
that's actually
out.
A pretty good hiding spot, man.
And she took a hit.
I wonder how long she was doing this little trick, you know?
Long as the last dick was she took. Riley. Sorry. Not sorry.
Gotta inject that little nastiness into it, don't you?
It's a story about news and evil drug dealing, right?
It is. I love it. It's very nice. They immediately notified another teacher who instructed the students to throw the substance in the trash. That teacher, who could not be reached by Fox News Digital at the time, secured the scrunchie in her classroom and notified the school's principal and assistant principal, which you should do. You followed district policy.
Yes.
Yay. Good for you.
You got to protect the kids. Can't have a loose vial of drugs laying around.
Meanwhile, two janitors working the night of the event told Duncan was frantically searching for some sort of hair tie after the event. Security cameras from the school obtained by the police showed Duncan wearing a scrunchie earlier in that evening. So, hey, you got inconclusive evidence that you're a meth head and you lost your scrunchie.
And Harold, the fucking janitor, saw you twerking in the fucking shitter.
Jeez, looking for it.
Hey, did you see a scrunchie around here?
I love you, Harry. I'll be right back, okay? Hey, you got a family? You got a wife? Huh? Oh, where's my scrunch?
Fucking crackhead.
Dude, but you know what? I mean, maybe she's not like a total, maybe she's just a casual user. You can be a casual user of shit. And I know people that smoked meth for 10, 12 years that just did it like here and there. They didn't do it like...
Casual user doesn't like find this best way to fucking hide it in the fucking hair scrunchie.
That's true.
Doesn't need to bring it to school with you.
No, you're going to do it in the car.
You wait till the weekend at home.
I will stand down on that comment.
I mean.
So she did. So check this out, dude. 2 days later, she had to do a drug screening, a urine drug screening.
Of course.
And the first two attempts were too small and did not reach temperature.
Mm.
Oh, no.
Fake pee, no pee.
The old pee smuggling tactic.
The old try to piss in the cup and you fart trick. I know that one, you crazy bitch. I bet you that's what they told her. We know that trick, you crazy bitch.
Why are you farting in the cup?
Yeah.
She allegedly acted baffled, telling officers she did not know why her urine would not reach the appropriate temperature. Probably because you're a cold-hearted bitch.
Yeah. Damn, that's a good one.
On the third attempt, the police wrote observed an unauthorized collection container fall from her shorts.
Oh, my God. Your pussy's not even tight enough to hold the cup in. What the fuck?
Oh, man, I hope this lady does get the help she needs, man. She's obviously a very lost teacher. She obviously lost her job. She's obviously going to jail. She ruined her career. She's probably going to be looked at as a scourge of society.
True,
she's not going to have any friends. She's going to suffer a long suffering for this. It's in the fucking news. Her name is there. I mean, it's
what would be the right
outcome for that though, man? Like, I think, all right, we're going to suspend you. You're going to go to treatment. I mean, you just, she had one mistake and.
Yeah, man. You know, we like to make fun of the stuff, be lighthearted. I might say some things that might be offensive, but deep down inside, you know, we really truly feel for this person and hope that they do find help, you know. That's the ultimate goal. Not to persecute or laugh at them or call them out on their idiosyncrasies. No,
we should laugh at them still.
Well, that's the way to heal. There's healing through laughter. Right. You know what I mean?
There is.
And
there,
even if it was me who did this in the past, you would have to face it. I mean, she's
you
gotta,
would. She's facing
face
us
it.
Right now.
Yeah, she's got to face it and overcome her difficulties as a teacher. And
should she get another chance, though, at it?
I think everybody deserves a second chance,
man. I think so,
man.
Too, man.
Yeah.
You can't just be like, all right, you fucked up once. Now your life's fucked up forever.
I hope she gets educated, though, too, on how to properly hide a cup for piss tests.
Yes.
You know, shit like that. You know, you should have learned about that, teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't be in the situation you're in. Jesus Christ, how do you bring cold piss to a test?
Maybe think about
armpit,
it.
Armpit, asshole, something.
You don't bring the drugs into school, you'll never be in the school.
Yeah, think
just
about
leave
that.
Leave me in your fucking car.
Get some help, lady. Get some help. Starts at the forehead, down to the chin bone.
Down to the chin bone.
Absolutely. We're going to do a top five. What do you guys want to do? You guys want to do something
wild,
something different?
Wacky,
you guys want to do, you want to do something top 10 cities with the least overall drug use? Change it up a little bit.
Yeah, let's cities. Flip it around, switch it up a little
let's
bit.
Let's do cities.
This is all drugs combined, though, man. Mm. So I don't know about that.
There's a lot of cities.
Over-the-counter drug?
No, these are all, this is all illicit drugs. These are illicit drugs that, but I think we're going to change it up. Let's do something different. We did meth. We did heroin. We did coke. Did we do cocaine?
Oh, I can't remember.
I do not remember, mortal.
Let's do it again.
This looks like the same list because it has a lot of the same stuff. So yeah, I think we did cocaine. I think we did hair. I think we did meth. Let's do cannabis, dude.
Ooh, yeah, almost.
Yay.
Let's do the top five cities that smoke cannabis by, this is the percentage of population who have used cannabis. So this isn't like total amount of cannabis smokers. It doesn't mean it's a big city. It's per capita. So top five cities. You guys got any guesses?
San Francisco.
That's a good one.
Salem, Oregon.
Wow. That's a good one. Dude, it's some of the same cities that are on the other list, believe
Oklahoma
it or not.
Oklahoma City.
Yeah, dude, hey, it's some of the same cities. It's fucking
Phoenix.
Crazy. Seattle. This is sourced by City
Ann
Data.
Arbor.
This is sourced by City Data. I don't know how accurate this is, man. I mean, this is American Addiction Centers. So it's stuff that it's credible. But it's just there's a lot of the same cities here. So this is going by percentage of people that have tried it.
Sarasota. And
hit it up, man.
Let's hit it up. Top five cities with the most cannabis use per capita. Number five, Indianapolis, Indiana.
That was on there before, yeah.
It's always a big city for good stuff like that, huh?
Yeah. Indiana still has cannabis is still illegal in Indiana, so that's what's kind of fucked up, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I was thinking from the start it was going to be all cities that were legalized.
Yeah.
Because that would only make sense. Yeah, but
now, this is only people that have tried cannabis, so right. This is percentage of population that have tried, okay? Number four, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Number three, Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Tulsa.
Oklahoma again.
Yeah, man. Way out there.
Number two, Mesa, Arizona.
Wow.
That's there.
Yep.
And number one state with the highest percentage of cannabis usage
Saginaw, Michigan.
Is Omaha, Nebraska.
No. Jesus.
Totally. Yeah, dude, they're saying 66% of the people have tried cannabis out of 400,000 people. That's a big, that's a lot of fucking people trying to smoke cannabis, dude.
Man, I don't know.
What's going on over there? They need
nothing.
Something.
There's nothing.
Nothing to do, man.
No.
They need creativity, so they turn to the cannabinoids.
Maybe it's for healing. I like it.
Healing process.
It's like, I like it.
Yeah. I mean,
a lot.
I do. I like it when people use natural plant remedies. Yes.
It's the best.
I mean, it's out there for
only ways.
And I never thought a plant could be made illegal.
There's lots of plants illegal. That's why we're in the state we're in with fentanyl. Exactly. You know? One of the things I want to give a shout out to is the Don't Punish Pain movement with Claudia. We haven't had her on in a long time. She's a longtime friend. She's fighting the good fight, helping patients get their pain medicine because they pulled all the opioids out of the pain patients and called them all drug seekers. It's a whole fucked up situation. Mm-hmm. Big shout out to the Last Prisoner Project, Andrew D'Angelo. They're doing their thing. They're fighting to get prisoners out of prison that are there serving cannabis sentences. So big ups to them.
That's what's up.
They're getting people free. We love that shit. We love to hear about that shit. Everybody deserves a second chance. Even, you know, a teacher that takes meth into the school.
True that. True that.
So thanks for joining. Till next time.
See you later.
The DA, the DA.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.